Hi guys, welcome back to another week. You have come to listen to us this week. Hi, Rashida, what is wrong with you now? Why are you bringing these stories? Huh? Women are just collecting. Anyway, we had a good one. We talked about so many. The dilemmas are devastating, guys. I will not lie to you. If Rashida would lie to you, I will not lie to you. You touch each and every one of them. Some funny. It's all about our women this week. Kindly tune in. Hope you guys enjoy this one. Rashida, please don't try this thing next week. Please. If it's not love, don't come here.
Hey. Hello, boys and girls. Hello, everybody. Hello. Welcome back to the Chill Sisters podcast. It's a new week. My name is Rashida.
Hello, I do as always. I'll be really like from Boston, Massachusetts, the cold Boston, Colorado.
Yes, this is in the United States, chilling. This is, you look stressed. You're not sleepy. Yeah.
These 2 days I've been doing up and down, Rashida. So
I thought you went to rest in
I've been
Boston.
Resting, but the past 2 days I've been doing up and down.
I can see it. You have some bags. You look stressed. What are you doing? You're stressing yourself.
No, oh, on top of it, I beg. Don't worry. It will go. I actually slept till what time today? I woke up. I did one, two things. So I think that sleep has not left my eyes about there.
What have you been up to? What's good, Nick?
What's good, Nick? I remember that word, Rashida. Was it around 2009, 10? Remember voice note there was a lady. What's good, Nick? You should go get it.
I think it was trendy one time.
What happening? And the usual narrative, nothing different, just my normal usual routine here. Then the weather has been cold, like it became worse. On Thursday, I woke up. The snow that day, you can't understand. I said, this is a sign. It's time. It's time to go back. Allah. Like, because the previous day it was sunny, it was a bit chilly compared to the next. Then imagine everywhere was like, anyway, the trees are drying up, the green grass are turning brown because winter is around the corner. Everywhere shower was dry. Then you wake up in the morning, all the cars are covered in snow, everywhere is white. Like, I don't understand. You know that a few moments later
yes.
I'm going to send a video. Rashida, and I had a lot to do that. It was mad. Then the next day, it was raining also.
Oh, God. The next snow and rain.
I was speaking to somebody. He works in construction and stuff. So I conversed with them. Like, he was telling me that him, in particular, he doesn't mind the snow. It's when it's windy.
Yeah. Oh, we've been because experiencing that
cold,
too.
You know, the cold will be piercing your skin. But it's just snowing now. Like, when it snows, it's even better. So the third day, it was windy. Come on, see, it was cold. It was so windy, you see some other areas, when you pass them, those that have their trash bin outside their home. How about the wind don't carry them from one place to another? Some on the road. It was that bad. I say, kai, I'm already see that this weather is not for black person. So that has been it to my sister. But alhamdulillah, overall, everything is fine. From your side now, Rashida is all heated up.
If it's not me that they want to use. It feels like -2 to finish. I can't. Just like you guys, it has been raining and windy. The type of wind we are having is the one that you can hear it whistle. Yeah, so it's just whistling. Our windows are shut. I'm like, oh my God. Like, if the heater is not on in a certain room, you can see the smoke come out of your mouth when you talk.
What?
Inside the house, yes. Inside the house.
Why? My God. That means we had almost a week.
Weather-wise. Heatings are not like general heating. So sometimes if you're in the room, you're on the one in the room.
Okay.
Yes. That's it. Alhamdulillah. This week, what did I do this week? Oh, they want to use motherhood and finish me. In my kids' school.
Are you not your mother?
Yeah, they had this like Christmas, what they call it, Christmas carol, they said. So they said we should come and see how our kids perform. And they shared the classes. So my younger son did his own first, then my older son did his own second. Please, before halal police come for me. See, some things you cannot just, it is what it is. I remember when we were in school, we were participating in everything. we didn't even care. It doesn't change the fact that you're a Muslim. So because they know that my kids, they are not, is this is not their thing. They are at the back, so they're just participating. It's just they're just there.
So that they won't feel left out.
You can't tell them not to join. They've been practicing, and they didn't even call you to say, do you want your child to participate or not? They just put all of them in, and so there are Muslim kids in the school, and all of them are participating, and all the Muslim parents came to watch their kids participate. So it is what it is. Fundamental thing is to tell them that, you know, we are Muslims, and they even say it themselves, I'm Muslim, we don't celebrate Christmas. I said, okay, yeah. But talking about that, I saw a short clip. It's just a short clip I saw. I don't know from what movie or from what program it came from. It was a Muslim girl around the same age as my kids. They were having this Christmas carol in their school, and she was on the sideline saying, oh, she wish she can join, but they are Muslims and they can't celebrate it, but she wish she could join. And I think she was talking to the principal, and the principal was saying, oh, sorry, I know that you can't join. But to cut the long story short, they changed the whole thing. They just did songs, and which the girl was able to join them.
Wait. Where did you see this?
It was just a short clip I saw on my timeline, no? So
Oh, it's from Abbott Elementary. You know me and my sitcoms.
Okay.
Abbott
Oh, okay.
Elementary is a sitcom, and they are
Okay.
currently on the fourth season. Coincidentally, that was the episode I watched yesterday. So when
Okay.
you're
Then,
saying the story,
yeah.
I wanted to say, ah, wait. Where
Yes.
did you see this? Is this the real life thing?
Yeah,
So that was
please
the
tell
episode.
us
So they
about
say,
it.
yeah.
Yeah.
So they now change the theme from Christmas to like a winter theme, so that
Yes.
all the kids could participate. Her name is Khadija. She
Khadija,
said
that was the name, yeah.
she cannot participate, but and they wanted every child to be participating. You know, everything inclusive. So they now change the theme so that all the children could enjoy. They had to change the song from Christmas Carol to a song that is talking about just holiday, the
Yeah.
season. She concentrate more about the season. You know, it's winter, all that. So it was a good one. The sitcom is called Abbott Elementary.
Okay,
I
so I
was
wasn't sure.
like, ah, this is familiar. Why is she? I watched this thing yesterday,
Yeah,
man.
it was just a short clip, and it just
Yeah, I think yeah, they
corresponded
come.
with what I went through, and I'm like, okay, this is relatable, but
Yeah.
it has to be in a movie because there's no school that is going to change the whole theme of a Christmas
Yeah,
carol.
yeah.
Yeah,
Do
yeah.
not happen. Even at the place of work, you see them when I was working in the UK. It was Christmas time, and they were like, "Hey, Nevelu, do you want to play Secret Santa?" Like, I'm a Muslim, I don't play. No, but it's just a
Just
gift, you
sharing
know.
gift,
Yeah,
yeah.
sharing gifts is nothing. Like, you understand? But then these are kids, you know, they
Yeah.
want to do what their friends are
I think,
doing.
yeah, I think the most important thing is the foundation, because I remember growing up, what's the name of that, this thing? You say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed
The
be
Lord,
thy
yeah.
name. Yeah, the Lord's Prayer. We all knew how
What is
to
it?
do
Say
that.
it again. I love you there.
I love be thy.
Please, Rashida, don't go and offend anybody. Leave it. You don't know the Lord prayer. Leave it like that.
I see, let me tell you, there are so many people that say that I love be thy name.
No, 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 no.
It's not I love be thy name.
Father,
I love
hallowed be your
hello.
kingdom come, your will be done on earth
On
as in its heaven. Give us
at
this day
our daily
our daily
bread.
bread. Forgive
Yeah.
us as we
We
forgive
all
those who
you see, we all
trespass
knew how
against
to
us.
do that, but it didn't change the
Because
fact
they were
that we
saying it in the assembly ground. In
yes,
my
it
secondary school,
yes.
the Muslims would
Yeah.
do Salat al-Nabi, all right? Then Christian would do the Lord Prayer.
Yeah.
Everybody is shouting in. I'm sure there are a lot of Christians that know that prayer because every
Yes.
day, every morning, you will hear
Yes.
it.
We are all included in everything.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes. I watched the Christmas movie you recommended last week.
Oh, nice.
Let's meet next Christmas, right? Should I give you my review on it? This your did not come from, what do you
Sorry.
mean,
Okay.
The way you said the is as if
You are a somehow petty.
I want to give you a somehow review on that. I'm not going
Somehow
to,
review.
there's not this, it's not going to be a spoiler, but I'm just going to say it's a Christmas movie, very unrealistic things. Very, very unrealistic. Tell me why you're just moving around with somebody looking for tickets. Tell me why you're entering somebody's house and they are dashing you clothes
And you're wearing it.
and you're wearing
Yeah,
it.
that's why it's a romantic comedy. That's why
That's why I
the
said.
Christmas is good
That's why
movie.
I said this
It's
is.
nothing serious. It's you that is carrying the thing. You see, that the problem is she's moving from murder series to love. So her brain is not accepting it. We are having a conflict of imagine?
Because this is very not realistic. Just tell me why you are moving around, then later
Here,
you arise.
I am going to recommend one for you at the end of the day that I know you'll be happy. That one, you will like that one.
Please, use this. If you want to recommend movie for me, recommend the one that is
I
I know
said,
that
you know
I'm
why?
using my
Because me,
intellect.
I didn't like that kind of thing because of the thing, the killing inside. So I'm sure you will love it.
So
But then the
that
reason why I went ahead to finish the movie, it was talking about how technology is seeping through our livelihood, you know, the family system, and how they can penetrate your children. So for you as a mother, I forgot to even tell you. I wanted to even call you and tell you throughout the week, Namantani. For you as a mother, how you know your children are with the tablet, how they have eyes when they know your kid is alone with the tablet. You start interacting with your child and you will not know. It's on Netflix. It's called Afraid.
Afraid, okay.
The AI at the end of the Afraid you see is lightened, so it's about
Okay.
AI. Rashida. Hey.
I'll
Super
put on my
interesting.
watch list.
Yes, it's called Afraid. Anybody that
Yeah.
has a child or you have younger, you should watch that thing. Not even children, even adults. You know I don't give spoilers.
Don't give
So
spoilers. I'm the one that
yeah.
gives spoilers. I finished the Miss PJ. I'll just tell you that, oh, I didn't see the end coming. What an end. And yes, that was good. That
But you
was
know
good.
that human being, see the way she was crying.
I didn't believe it when I saw the end. I did not believe it. The end made the film worth watching, and I'm looking at them. I say, okay.
It makes sense because in real life, this is the twist that we get. The least person you expect to do something when they do it. Oh, lo, 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 lo.
Yeah,
Oh,
and I
lo,
love the
lo,
way
lo.
it ended. It just ended there. I'm like, oh wow. I'm like, okay, nice one. I was thinking, who is the person who was doing it? Then
I thought
I was suspecting the
was the
teacher.
culprit. No, I was suspecting the politician
I did
because
too. At
Nadia
a
way.
point, yes, at a point I
Nadia way.
suspect. I
And
did
he
not.
will come and be consoling.
I was expecting something wicked from the politician.
Said,
I did not
Rashida, he
expect.
was my number. I said, oh, the politician, I see his head. You know, they just
They
like
didn't
it
even
was
show
like
that
the
she had a
highlight of the
husband.
day.
They didn't show that she had a
No,
husband.
they did. You didn't notice. Akwelo they were praying in the morning with the husband and her child. Yes. She even have this, she had this bracelet that they give them from church that they wear. So you know, religious, even the husband religious, can't you see he was respected in the community? Religious.
Yeah. It's on Prime. You have the opportunity to watch it. Watch it. It was a good one. I enjoyed it.
Don't worry. Next
That
week
was
you come
good.
and tell me this about Afraid.
Okay, I'm
Yes.
locked in.
No, you need to watch that one though.
And now I'll watch it.
Anybody that in child has tablet, watch it. There's another one similar one that I saw, but that one is not about tablet. It's like in a distant future where the nanny is a robot, but the robot is like a human being. Almost you can't change things for the household. So I just saw like a movie trailer,
Okay.
right? So I think I'll watch it too. Because this is our reality. Everything that you see is AI and all that. So at least this one, there are some things that have happened like in this our world that there were movies back then that said it will happen, and it happened exactly as they predicted. So at least let's watch this one. We'll have an idea where
I'm
you need
definitely
to
going to watch
make
it.
some changes you do.
This is, let's go into some dilemmas.
Your headquarters.
Let's see what we have here. This one says, are you all
I'm ready.
ears?
Oh,
This one says, I'm currently living with my husband and his mom in the same house, and I'm 6 months pregnant with our first child. When I arrived, my mother-in-law had a worker who is a girl. She was the one who was washing my mother-in-law's clothes, including her panties, and doing the chores.
wait. You are rushing me. What did you
What do you mean I'm rushing you?
But yeah, you are just dropping things at the same time. Before I process one information, I've dropped another one. Before I add that one, take it easy with me, please.
She said her mother-in-law had a worker who is a girl. She was the one who was washing her mother-in-law's clothes, including her pants, and doing the chores. But as I write to you, they have dropped her. That means she's no longer working in the house. So I
And
have
another
now.
house don't come.
So I. Oh, that's true. I didn't even think about it.
What will you think about
I didn't even think about it like that.
3 hours have don't come.
So I have now taken over the job and doing my husband's and my mother-in-law's laundry too.
Laundromat.
Anytime I go for her clothes in the laundry baskets, her pants are also included, and then I drop the pants. So the question here is, I don't know whether what I'm doing is the right thing because I feel uncomfortable, though she has never showed any reaction. Is it right for me to wash my mother-in-law's pants when I have never washed my mother-in-law is in her early 50s and very attractive. Yosis, question she's asking you is it the right
But
issue?
this story is about pant washing
It's about pant washing. She's
of
confused.
another
No, you know
adult.
what? I don't blame her. You know, there are some things, but that happens in your day-to-day life, and you want to hear other people because you've never met somebody that it has happened to before. There are so many things that have happened, but because I have not talked to somebody, I've not seen it happen to anybody. I always wonder what are other people going to think, or if other people are in the same situation, how are they going to react? So I think this is the case. Being that she's going to write it anonymously, and you don't even know who she is, she just wants to know if you are in a situation like this, what will you do? So I get where she's coming from. It might not mean anything to somebody, but this is what she's going through in her own.
True. So, Rashida, as always, media, she's asking the wrong question again.
Oh God, Yosis, what do you mean she's asking okay, just in a layman, I know you're too intelligent for her. In a layman.
I'm not intelligent for her. This one is just local intelligence and basic mentality that anybody can just apply. Why are you washing your mother-in-law clothes first?
Oh, you're not even talking about the pants. You're talking about the
Wait,
clothes.
before I read the
No, like
pants.
seriously. Like seriously.
Like, why?
Seriously.
You just got married
And
and you
she
did
see,
not
why
need
is the
pants.
husband allowing her to wash clothes at 6 months
And it's not
pregnant?
only her own. So she's washing three people clothes in the house, her own, the husband. Why?
When the baby
See,
come now,
Rashida,
she's washing like four people's clothes. Oh God, please.
please, let's be serious. And if you are bringing this thing, be bringing serious things. What rubbish is this?
Now I'm just
In this
asking you.
day and age in Nigeria, the cheap labor is everywhere. That you can get somebody, Almajiri or sub, dedicated that will come and be washing those clothes. How much? But because of wickedness, you sacked house girl that was doing this washing because you have married
No,
another house girl
let's
that will
talk
be washing.
about it.
Let's
It's
be
as if
serious now.
this it's as if this season
Well,
is
you are talking about pan, pan, pan. She's talking about pan. What
this is
nonsense pan talking about?
season of mother-in-laws
Oh.
coming out from where they've been hiding since, because why is everybody talking? My mother-in-law did this, my mother-in-law did.
Seriously, I've seen so many debates like in the past year on Twitter about this washing rubbish. Like, wait, oh, we are in 2024 where you can get the cheapest washing machine. You don't even need those sophisticated washing machines. Rashida, in Nigeria, if you see some kind of washing machine, eh, according to my command one, you put the water and say, the thing it will wash. Do you understand? So even let's even say the excuse would be, washing machine is so expensive. There is everyone for your money where you get there is. Let's say, okay, light and all that, okay, leave it. Get somebody to wash it. How can you marry and the wife is washing everybody's clothing down? What?
God,
But
please.
don't forget, apart from washing, they don't need to tell you other chores now. You now come and cook. At the end the night now, he wants you to be doing Cardi B on the bed. You are not supposed to be tired. You are that robot that we're talking about. It's absolutely rubbish. Then to add salt on top injury, because the see finish, it just started. He dropped pan for you. Another adult is dropping pan for you. Abled adults for you to wash for her. What rubbish? How do you even feel giving somebody else wash
Let
for you?
mama be washing her pants when she's taking her bath. It's as simple as that. It's
That
not.
girl that they chase, they should go and bring her back. But you know, Rashida, I always say this. You don't want to
That
argue
means
with her. Like
mama is
told you,
well to do for her to have had
very well
house
to do. But I
before.
always say, Rashida, most of these people, they see the wife as a house girl that
You've
is your
said it
husband.
times without number, yeah.
My sister, me, I say, you are asking the wrong question. I don't know why you are washing mother-in-law clothes and everybody clothes. Talk more often, and I wish you all the best.
Me, I don't even blame anybody. I blame the husband that is allowing his 6 months-old wife to be washing clothes. Wait, why are we even washing clothes up and down?
How were you guys washing the clothes before she came?
Let everybody
Why
wash
did
their
she keep?
clothes. So I don't know. Please, since Mama have sent her house girl out, she should look for somebody that can just wash the clothes. It's as simple as that. She's not even asking you for the clothes. She's fine washing the clothes. All she's asking for is like the pants. Is she doing the right thing or the wrong thing living
Understand
in?
this woman,
I don't think.
she's a girl got incest.
Yeah, there are some people that are built like that. Like they have just got sense. They don't
When
mind. She doesn't mind washing.
this
You know, there's somebody that will
woman.
tell you that I love washing, but I don't like ironing. Somebody will say I love ironing, but I don't like washing. So maybe she likes washing. It's good exercise for the baby and everything because you know she's pregnant.
No problem.
But tell Mama to wash her pants. Oh,
Mama wash your pants.
Mama is not even scared. I like somebody to wash your pants. Mama, if something happened to your pants.
Mama don't see free house help where they no go pay. She chase away the paid house help. This one is free. What do you
She
expect?
doesn't want her son to be spending money.
Why now?
Credit to Shamsuddin Giwa. He's on Instagram. Somebody sent him this one and said she needed advice. He says, "Salam alaikum. I am devastated. I can't sleep since it happened. My husband came to me around 1:30 a.m.
Oh.
for sex. I didn't decline, but I wanted to urinate, which took some minutes because I was fully pressed when he woke me up. Emotionally, we are not connected. We don't connect at all during the day, and I have no feelings for him anymore because of the way he treats me. He shouts at me at any instance. Where
Even
did
you shock you
it...
before you read out.
He is temperamental. He always makes me feel I can't survive if he doesn't give me food, that he is doing me a favor, and he abuses me a lot. So this night, he asked me to remove my clothes, which I did. He tried touching my breasts, but I didn't feel comfortable with his touch. He then moved down to penetrate, and I was tight. Oh God. He tried fingering, and I declined because I don't feel comfortable with it. In short, he has made me hate sex with his behavior towards me. Now, when he couldn't penetrate, he got angry and started cursing me that all my prayers and tahajjud would not be answered. He swore for me till the day of Qiyamah. Meanwhile, I have sought for a divorce, but my family and his family were against it and begged me to stay, that we should find the love that was lost. Ever since then, nothing has changed. I need advice on what to do because I don't love him anymore. That's why anytime he comes for sex, my body don't move. I have two children for him. Please, I sincerely need your advice.
This is when they say deep. This
Very
one,
deep. Over deep.
so many things to unpack. I didn't even hear what she was asking us again.
I think she's worried about that he swore for her.
Oh, is it this wedding? Go on.
You see,
What
this
rubbish.
is very serious.
Yeah, but she after she don't bust last by the time
Oh
this
my
thing.
God,
I
this is
thought she was
deep.
asking us something, as in the abuse and all that. No, I don't blame her.
No,
Do you know
there's
why?
so many things.
You know why she's afraid? This one, before they even said, I know they're from the north. Let's clear that one. The number two thing is, these our sheikhs, our Malams.
And even the parents.
Even the parents.
Even the parents, that's what
Who
they advise you when you're leaving
are the
for your
Genesis?
marriage.
Who are the Genesis? Your parents are just mouthing what the Malams have been preaching from time immemorial. So, our dear listeners, if you're from the north, you already know this. They will tell you that if the husbands were for you are gone. Going to get fired straight. Yes,
Your
if
Jannah
your
is under his feet.
husband. I hope you people know that one is a lie. Thank you. No side coming before I continue. Some idiot will even raise his feet.
His feet and slap it
Your gender is here. Can you imagine? When I saw Sheikh,
for your smelling behavior.
when I heard this, I think the question was asked 3 years back. Somebody asked Sheikh Kasim that, you know him now, that old man with white beard. That one
I
will
know.
not send anybody.
Doesn't send anybody, Papa.
No. That when you have a good relationship, you do the dues of marriage and blah blah blah, and your husband is pleased with you, it's easier for you to gain Jannah. But today, that like you will just declare, Rashida, enter Jannah, I will enter. Because they think that is
Please.
So, my sister, if it's down, please go and sleep. There are so many things here. Somebody that is always shouting, insulting her. See, she said to woke her 1:30 a.m., told her to undress. Pam, she did. See, she's doing everything. Look, the problem is they don't teach the men. They feel sex is what happened to a woman, not what she participated in. So anytime she comes, she'll be ready. But the woman's body is complicated, right? She cannot just get ready like that. And remember, she said he made her hate
Of
sex.
course.
Be baptized. So this man will just come like a ram, whoop, 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 do and finish. Do you understand? Not minding, okay, this one. No.
Doesn't even prepare the body for the
No,
alcohol.
prepare it. When you're supposed to be ready all the time, prepare what? If I hear prepare
No.
anytime. So
Your body
you
has
need
to be prepared for anything to happen now. They
please
play with the
prepare
woman
the
body.
women now.
Because if you want anything to happen, you have to start preparing her in the morning.
But like they move to Menk and other renowned sheikh that I respect, they say this. There was one episode that he said, look, this is not something to be ashamed of. Like,
He said we should talk about it.
You have to talk about it. There
we should
are
be
many
able to
issues
talk about it. Yeah.
College counselor. These are issues that are happening in our community, in our society.
Yeah.
So why are we ashamed to talk about it? This is a natural obligation that happens between you. So why can't we talk about it? Like he said,
Yeah.
well, you cannot just come like that.
If you don't prepare the human body, there's nothing. You can't, a woman can't be angry with you from morning to night for days, and you just come and just tell her 1:30 a.m.
The wickedness, like, don't wait. You don't understand one thing. It will get to a point, go in the marriage, but like, let me show her. So they're in the stage of that, let me show her. But it's not Nuna Mata and Nina Aurita.
So if you are insulting me, you are talking down on me, you are swearing for me, what is making you attracted to me that 1 a.m. in the midnight you want to come and
okay.
have?
Sometimes you surprise me. See, men will sleep with their enemy. If women, some women, when they tell you about their marriage, you're like, wait, no, you cannot tell me this is your marriage, because even your enemy, you know, go do past this one. Men will sleep with any, so far as that urge is there, even if you they took him, you go do finish and go. So which one is attracted? Okay, what about rapists? Have you thought about
Oh,
rapists?
yeah.
And don't forget, some of them, they get more excited when you resent them. That's where their own excitement comes from, right? Yes, I like girls, their fantasy is to rape. Is that fight now? That control, I overpower her. Which comes back to my advice to her. My sister is a lie. Nothing will happen to you. And the way she's been talking, she sounds like a good person. She's just tired. She's just tired. She said she has two
kids. They have two kids.
I'm telling you, they're in the stage of resentment. Yengani, that resentment, yes.
No, let's talk about something important here.
I will
something
show you.
Very important here is the fact that she has gone to meet the family. She has talked to his family, her family, and they've told her to go back and let it work, that they should go and find the love that was between them.
Imagine, like, say it's something you buy in the shop there, you go and buy it again. And Rashida, for us, you know, we are northerners, so for her to have the courage to go to her parents, his parents, that she know they do.
I think writing into the platform to help her was her last resort. She just wanted to hear what other people had to say.
I beg you, Rashida, you and your halal dilemma.
No, because some things need to be talked about, you know. She's in a tight place.
But I really feel bad for her. And you know, there are a lot of women that are going through this. Well, Rashida, women, like I always say, women
so
are
I love what somebody said to her. She said, marriage is a blessing and it's a beautiful thing. It's a two-way thing. It has to be available to and work towards the betterment. It is not only you that should fix the marriage.
Thank you.
Must fix yourself as well, emotionally, financially, and physically. Sister, get yourself together and let him see your worth. Your self-esteem should be 100%. Lastly, if anything goes in the drain, give him cooler. Divorce is permissible. Marriage is not by force. An emotionally secure woman raises happy kids. A frustrated mother isn't the best for the kids. May Allah make it easy for you. I love that.
This is beautiful. Yeah.
Very beautiful.
That was a beautiful response.
Another person said, this is a man. So let me hear what a man has to say. He said, it's possible you have actually married who you loved and not who loves you. Preach, brother. Preach, brother. You women need to know why a man chooses you. Some men choose you because they could not have who they really desire. And because time isn't...
That man that said, it's because I didn't marry my girlfriend, I married your mother. Remember, he even gave the daughter dick.
He said, because time isn't on their side, they move to you. You on the other side as well, ignore guys that are really into you to marry who you were into. He said, I am a Christian, and in the Bible, it is the men God commanded to love. Love here is to serve, sacrifice, and die for our women. But these days, women go for who they love, which is not a bad idea too. But the men have the right to truly desire you. If a man has you because he feels it's because of his good looks or riches, then he is going to do you a favor. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains the favor
of
the Lord. If you go to the root of this matter, it might be connected to the woman's marital decision, and the marital decision can't be feelings only. This guy has said everything.
Bro, this these two commenters, eh? No. Intelligent people.
Very intelligent. And I love the fact that one was a lady and the other one was a man who said it. I love the response from the man.
And actually, it seems one of the lady was a Muslim and this one is a Christian.
Yeah.
It don't matter.
Balancing question.
Somebody come and tell us anything, please.
Yeah. You know what? I have said this times without number. Marry somebody that loves you. I've seen this go down the hill so many times. Like, I've seen somebody that, like...
It's easier said than done now.
It's easier said than done. Not to say that you don't love him. You love him and he loves you, you know?
Yeah.
During your time of courtship, you will know, okay, is this person... Like, if I say I'm not going to do this, how far can this person go to, like, hold me to say that you're not going anywhere? We are in this together. Like, when you're in courtship, you must have had a few fights or something that will tell you if this is your forever person, if this person is really your person. So not to say that it can go down the drain at times, but
you cannot plan it now.
Yeah, you can't plan it, but like, you should have something to hold on to. Okay, this is what I'm holding on to. This is what is keeping us together. There must be something that is keeping you together. If you love somebody more than they love you, it's going to, and it's both ways.
Yeah.
Vice versa. If you allow your partner to know that, how will I put it? You don't have...
Not to know is to think that you can't live without them.
You can't live without them. God bless you. That's what I'm looking for. Yes. Thank you very much.
Anything after me, nobody will even see you.
They feel when they leave you, it's the end for you.
Exactly. They feel like life cannot go on. And by the time you make that key point in your marriage, in your relationship, it affects you. It affects everybody around you. It affects the kids. And I will point it out and I'll point it out again. Like, mothers are not doing their kids any favor. You're not teaching your kid anything. Staying in an abusive home. All that I'm doing it for my children is bullshit. These kids grow up not even appreciating what you've done.
You hate the fact that you did not choose yourself.
Of course.
We have seen them now with grown kids on social
media.
They
are everywhere.
I mean, yes, narrating the story. They wish their mom had left.
You didn't do anybody a favor.
They would have had the best version of that woman.
Yeah.
But somebody that is always angry, you know, resentful, because she's staying with the man that she hates.
Of course.
Can't believe that he's going to die. What if you die before him?
You've wasted your time. You've wasted your life. You've not done anything for yourself. I say to such women, Oyo is your case. It's your life. You've decided what you want to do with it. But I want to tell you that you're not doing yourself any favor. You're not doing your kids any favor. You're not. Nobody is looking up to you. Like, your kids don't appreciate it. They will come and tell you, thank you, mommy, for staying all these years and uselessing yourself in a house, in a marriage that you didn't love. That's your business.
You can't hide this thing from the kids. If you think you hide it, they'll get to know.
By the time they grow, they get to see all these things, and it's like, what have you been doing with your life?
Right. If you have kids that are even stupid, say, I not send you. I didn't ask you to stay with that. This life, at the end of the day, the brunt is still the woman. So choose yourself. If you like, don't choose yourself. You're doing yourself. At the end of the day, last, everybody will be fine.
Everybody will be fine. I've seen somebody that said that, that this is her destiny, that she has decided to take this as her own destiny. That destiny that she has sacrificed for her children, that is her own destiny, that this is what God has ordained for her. I'm like, be deceiving yourself. They'll be deceiving yourself.
God that made a divorce to be permissible and a way for you to live rubbish. The all wise.
And you see that people like that have every ground, like only one thing that they would say that their partner did is enough reason for you to get a divorce. Maybe they have like 100 of those things. But they're saying, no, that this is what God has ordained for me. I stayed because of my kids.
I hate that excuse for the kids. I just hate it. Yeah. And this one is even upping it, that it's her destiny. Be your destiny.
How can it be your destiny? Doesn't even make sense.
That be your destiny. Of all beautiful destinies that you can even change with prayer, this one that you have a way out, you not embrace it and say it's your destiny. Who even said that, Seth?
It was one woman like that was preaching for her children. That, that this is my destiny. This is what God has ordained for me. I say, auntie, you keep quiet.
Do you know if I was the one that they told her, I'd be like, ma, if it's your destiny, fine, but it can never be my destiny.
Of course, man, it can never be my destiny. My reply to that is, this is your life. But don't involve me. I don't come and be preaching this, your yeah preaching for me. I don't need to hear it.
And this one now, should be preaching to young girls. Anyway, young girls of nowadays, they don't even send you.
Oh.
If they even give you the time of the day for you to finish, say, how can somebody be abused and you are telling them that
this is what God has ordained? Are you kidding me? What type of...
These are all these extremists. So
mm-hmm.
It's the same mm-hmm. ideology now.
And you are seeing with your eyes, you are seeing that your partner is maltreating you, is insulting you, doesn't have respect for you, doesn't even see you as a human being.
She'll say it's your destiny to live with Wahala and go and sleep in a bed. You know, like I always say, person when they drive with mouth, no, they get accident. Now, go, let's go, right? You have turned the steady now, but give them the wheel. Come and drive.
Let me just say, in this situation, what I just used to say is thank God for sense. Like, thank God for sense. There's nobody that will come and preach anything that doesn't make sense to you and you just accept it because the person is an elder or the person has lived life. Let me tell you, there are people that have been stuck in one spot for a very long time. They have not moved. They've not improved themselves. You've tried to read. You've tried to watch things. You've tried to expose yourself.
You're trying to do what God says and one woman will just come and say it's your destiny. Auntie, destiny fighter.
That's why we always, on this podcast, we always preach that just be open to different things. Because somebody that has been in one spot for like 50 years and you that you've tried, you are not the same thing. It's just age that's the difference.
It's different life.
There's nothing. The only thing they have more than you is age. And it doesn't mean that every old person is wiser than you. I don't agree with that. I've seen too many people that have been stuck in one place and it's just the age. They're just growing. The only thing they can do for me is pray for me, you know. Your own marriage and my marriage is not the same thing.
You see their marriage, you want to cry. The other day, I said, Rashida, you know how people say the measure of a thriving or successful marriage is by how many years you've been? I say...
It's a lie. It's a lie.
A woman that is waiting for the man to die. And I'll bring that story back again.
What is the chances of the woman will die before the man?
Rashida, I'll bring that story back. Remember that woman that the husband died and she was not crying. So it was after Anja Ambuneshi, when he was buried under the ground, then she started crying. Later, she was telling her kids that she wanted to make sure that true, this man don't die.
Because he has suffered her.
He has suffered her. True. Let her know that he has healed.
Yes. Talking about that, there's a video I saw one time, a long time ago, where they had buried this person. I think he was her brother or so. And the story under the caption says that the brother, like when the father died, the brother took all the property, he shared with the siblings, and the woman has been suffering for a long time. And when they went to bury him, she made sure she followed his corpse, and she got there and she was like, she was speaking Arabic or something, and she was like cursing his corpse, saying that she was just saying all the things he did to them. And it was a terrible thing to see. I'm like, oh God, I know the internet is crazy, but I'm happy that all these things are there, that you can be able to see some people's story and you can just see things that are happening to other people. Because if the internet was not there, people weren't snapping these pictures, there's no way on earth you will be able to know what people are going through.
Only the one within your locality, right? Here. Then shared ones from other people from other localities, you know. No, women are suffering, you know.
A lot.
If you accept the suffering or you do something about it, you have to choose yourself. And I repeat, by saying you should choose yourself, we are not saying that you should hate people. No. Everybody is looking after themselves.
Balance, baby, balance.
Talk more of men. Men that will choose themselves 1 million times before they look at you. Oh, if you like, accept it, don't accept it. Views like that, they are selfish. It's just that the degree differs from one man to another, but that's just the fact. It's either you accept it, then you know how to navigate it or not. It's pure fact. Then on top of that, the women will want to serve everybody, then us last, especially mothers. But that thing is taken for granted. Look at Mother's Day now. Always you in labor. Chill.
Going back to this woman, we've diverted a bit. And you know what I learned this week? You know, I learned things every week, but this week what I was able to learn was the fact that they said a ground for divorce is not being compatible. I saw a video of a woman who said she got married to, this is the love of her life, very good man, alhamdulillah, Allahumma barik, that he's a very good man. They got married, they were about to go into the university, they got married young, was it 18 or 16?
High school sweethearts.
They have two beautiful kids, but she said in the course of the marriage they just found out that they were not compatible. Not to say that he's not a good man, not to say that she's not a good woman, but they were not just compatible.
He's not a bad man, no, but we are not compatible.
Yeah,
it's okay.
It's okay.
We don't all want the same things.
Yeah. You guys grow too, you know.
Some grow apart,
Apart.
some go together. Let me
Yeah.
give you another example. During the Prophet time, sallallahu alaihi wasallam,
Salam.
there was a woman, so she came to the Prophet that she won't separate from this man. And this man was one of the Sahabi, one of the people that they were already told that you are going to paradise. But this man has ticket. He's going. The woman say she know the deal. There's one thing. You see all this mala that will Kikoma. The Prophet has never told a woman he has
Let's go back, yeah.
never. So, we shocked. This man, okay, this man has been promised paradise.
Jana.
She says she know they do. They now call the man. Gashi said she doesn't love him. She know they do again. The Prophet said, okay, fine. She's the one that came and is asking for kola. This is what she needs to do. She'll pay back, I think, some percentage of the dowry, and that's it. He's the man of Jannah. She know they do. During Prophet time, Prophet
Who
do
are
what?
you? Who the hell do you think you are?
Somebody, even maybe 5 daily prayer save now walk.
Oh
When
my God.
you read these things, then you realize, what are we even doing?
What are we even doing?
Somebody that brought the religion, and because they always like to put it in the religion grounds, that's why even brought
Yeah, yeah.
this is the man that brought the religion, and this is what he did
Yeah.
because he knows the repercussion of sending that woman to ask her to stay in a marriage that she.
That she doesn't want.
So
And
what have
she's the one in the marriage. She knows what she's facing. You know, oh God, I wish the woman all the best. Like, just
yes.
keep praying. I think you should pray, and Allah is going to find a way for you.
Women suffering, suffering, suffering. Eh?
Guys, what a way to end the podcast. Thank you so much for listening this far. Hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we did recording it. Please don't forget to do all the good stuff for us. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, share. If you enjoy this podcast, please share it with a friend. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Rashida, did you say you enjoy recording this wahala that we recorded? It is traumatizing. Anyway, thank you guys for staying thus far. Kindly follow us on all our social media handles. It's at the Chill Sisters Podcast, both on Instagram and TikTok. You can send us an email, thechillsisterpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you so much, guys. You have a wonderful week. Ahead with you.